Meeting of the House Judiciary Committee will now come to order. The time is now 1:11 p.m. on Monday, March 23rd, 2026. We are meeting in the Grunberg Room, Capitol Room 120. The following members are present: Representative Costello, Representative Eichscheid, Representative Vance, and myself, Representative Gray, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. I would like to recognize the staff supporting this meeting: Kale Brown from House Records, Kyla Tupo from the Juno LIO, and Dylan Hitchcock Lopez, my committee aide. We have one item of business on today's agenda: consideration of the governor's appointees. The appointees today are Donald McClintock III, Commission on Judicial Contact, Anna Cometa, Violent Crimes Compensation Board, Jewel Hard, Violent Crimes Compensation Board, and Veronica Lambertson, Alaska Police Standards Council. Let the record reflect that we were joined by Representative Mina at 1:12 p.m. We will begin with Mr. McClintock, who is an appointee to the Commission on Judicial Conduct. Alaska's Commission on Judicial Conduct was created by amendment to the state constitution in 1968. Let the record reflect that we were joined by Representative Kopp at 1:12 p.m. The commission is composed of three state court judges, three attorneys who have practiced law in the state for at least 10 years, and three members of the public. This group of nine individuals from The commission is composed of three state court judges, three attorneys who have practiced law in the state for at least 10 years, and three members of the public. This group of nine individuals from differing backgrounds and geographical areas addresses problems of judicial conduct and disability. Complaints alleging judicial misconduct can be filed by any member of the public. The commission oversees the conduct of justices at the Alaska Supreme Court, judges of the State Court of Appeals, state superior court judges, and state district court judges. The commission cannot handle complaints against magistrates, masters, attorneys, or federal judicial officers. At this time, I invite Mr. McClintock to take himself off mute, state your name for the record, and provide a brief introduction and any remarks that you would like to share with the committee.
Thank you, Chairman Gray. This is Don McClintock. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I appreciate the time the committee set aside to consider my confirmation. This would be actually my third term on the commission. It's obviously important work. It's important to the public. I'm pleased to say that I believe our commission has worked in a way that has been diligent and collegial, and I've been very happy to be part of that process. An important part of our mission is not only to oversee and recommend to the Supreme Court possible disciplinary issues, which would also include disability, but also to communicate what we're doing to the public. And both of those missions are ones that I support and am pleased to be part of. And with that, I would be happy to answer any questions that the committee may have for me.
Thank you, Mr. McClintock. Are there any questions from committee? Representative Costello.
Thank you. And thank you, Chair Gray, for reading out what the board is focused on doing. And Mr. McClintock, when I look at your resume, you've done so much. I mean, you've been a board member for the blood bank, and it goes on, and you've been recognized for your community service. I want to thank you. I know how important it is that we have dedicated Alaskans who are willing to serve on boards. And my question to you is essentially, you know, moving forward, what do you see as the biggest challenge that we face or that you will face serving on this board?
Mr. McClintock.
Thank you very much. Yes, and I appreciate the compliments. It's you know, contributing back to the community is sort of an important part of what I think every Alaskan should do. You know, the most immediate challenge we have right now is our executive director, Marguerite Sandy, who's you know, basically has educated all of us as we've learned the intricacies of the judicial ethics code, is retiring. She's publicly announced her retirement. So at this point, we are searching for a replacement. It's obviously an important job, and the entire commission is involved in that search in different aspects, and that is ongoing now. So that's the immediate matter. The ongoing matter is, I think, the internal work, which is, it's unfortunately, it's important, fascinating work that you can't talk to anyone about while the investigations are going. So it's very much important that we can talk internally with other commission members. But it is important that we continue to try to educate the public about what the role of the commission is, and also to seek input on concerns about the judiciary. And that has been an ongoing mission that actually, I think, predated my terms on the commission, and I see going forward.
Thank you.
For the record, we were joined by Representative Jubilee Underwood at 1:16 p.m. Are there any other questions for Mr. McClintock? Seeing no further questions at this time, we will now open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing no one in the room, we will now go online. I will ask Mr. Ed Martin in Kenai to take himself off mute, place himself on the record, and begin his testimony.
Thank you very much. My name is Ed Martin, Jr. I reside in Kenai, Alaska. Chair Gray and members of the committee, and particularly our representative from the Kenai, Sarah Vance, I recommend a no return for this man to the Commission on Judicial Conduct. I have good reason for it. I've sent you documents. I've filed complaints. I've been summarily dismissed when I was on and registered to testify in front of this man. And in fact, he wrote me a letter, and him himself made a decision to actually dismiss my complaints and others. He's been involved in this. We have corruption going on in that commission. And Marla Greenstein has a lot to do with this, regardless of her retiring. You folks need to do an investigation into that commission and who they may pick next. So my condition is not good. At the last meeting, I asked the chair to actually speak to the commission, and it's on the record. I implore you folks to look into the last commission meeting, look at the testimonies, and I'm going to have to go. Sarah, do the right thing. Do not move this person forward and all other members of the Judiciary Committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Martin. Seeing no other testimony online or in the room, public testimony on Don McClintock is now closed. Are there any final comments from committee members before we move on to our next candidate? Mr. McClintock, thank you so much for your time and willingness to serve. Next, we will take up consideration of the appointees to the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. The board exists to provide financial relief to innocent victims of violent crimes and their families. Established in 1972, it was one of the first compensation programs of its kind in the nation. The agency is guided by three appointed volunteer board members, supported by a dedicated staff of five who manage the day-to-day operations and ensure victims receive the financial assistance they need. Before I invite Ms. Anna Cometa to take herself off mute and begin her comments, I must declare a conflict. I am friends with this nominee. We sang in the Anchorage Opera together for several years, and so I am declaring a conflict.
Object.
Thank you. There has been an objection. Unfortunately, I will be forced to continue. I now invite Anna Cometa to take herself off mute, state her name for the record, and provide a brief introduction and any remarks she would like to share with the committee.
Thank you, Chairman Gray. Thank you to the committee for taking the time to consider my nomination again to the board. This will be my second term, and Chairman Gray, it's very lovely to hear your voice, and congratulations on all your success. I do miss singing with you in the opera, though. I just wanted to introduce myself for those who don't know me. I'm an attorney here in Anchorage. This will be my 14th year practicing in Alaska. I currently am in-house corporate counsel at Chiniga Corporation. I'm not sure if that's on my resume. I haven't updated it yet. It's only been a year, so this is a relatively new position for me. Before that, I worked at a law firm here in Anchorage, and before that, I served the state of Alaska as a magistrate judge in Palmer and in various positions within the Attorney General's office, including the criminal division and the special victims unit in the district attorney's office in Anchorage. I served in the state of Alaska for about 10 years, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to continue the work that I did serving victims and the people of the state of Alaska with the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. It has been a very productive board. We have a wonderful executive director and staff. We have the support of the Department of Public Safety, and their support has been very crucial to our mission. And with, I mean, since I've been on the board, there have been really meaningful changes in our ability to provide access to more people in the state of Alaska. We've increased our reach. We've made our application completely online. It's been reduced. I mean, there has been really wonderful changes, which we all know that in government, sometimes that moves slowly. But I think with a board that works so well together and with the staff that we have, those changes have been rapid and really, really beneficial. So I, yes, we always face challenges just like every other board, but I'm really, really grateful for the board that we have and the staff that we have and the opportunity to continue serving the people of the state of Alaska. And thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions from committee members? Representative Vance and then Representative Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't really have a question. I just am reading through the resume and this very extensive experience in, family litigation, child in need of aid cases, Indian child welfare. I mean, there's so much. And along with the leadership in community service, I am very impressed. And I wish we had her on hand for all the bills and the issues that we want in order to help children in Alaska. So thank you for making yourself available for this position, because it, by just your resume, it appears that you have a breadth of experience across the state that I think will be valuable.
Thank you, Representative Vance. Representative Costello?
Thank you. And I want to echo the comments of my colleague, Representative Vance. I'm really impressed with Anna's resume, but also, we have over 250 boards and commissions in the state of Alaska that all require really dedicated Alaskans to usually volunteer their time and expertise. And I think the Violent Crimes Compensation Board is one of those boards. At least I personally believe it's one of the most important boards. So I want to thank you for your service. My only question is, moving forward, what do you see as the challenges that the board is facing?
Ms. Cometa.
Sure, and thank you for... Oh, I'm sorry, Chairman Gray, I didn't mean to jump you there. Thank you for that question, and thank you both, Vance and Rep. Costello, for your kind words. That means a lot to me. What means a lot to me, though, also is to answer this question, which, I mean, while we've made considerable full progress over the last few years that I've been privileged to be on this board, we do face a couple of challenges. One is statutory, and I think that the Department of Public Safety is advancing a couple legislative initiatives that we have this year, and I'm sure our executive director will be probably approaching several of you to discuss more. But we do face a couple of legislative or statutory barriers to access. One involves late filed applications for minors who were victims of sexual violence, who were obviously minors. They reached the age of majority, and the statute precludes them from, you have to file within 2 years of reporting the crime. While if they were, five when they reported the crime and the parents didn't know about the Violent Crimes Compensation Board, that might preclude the child from receiving compensation that they just otherwise deserved when they reach the age of majority. So we're asking to add a reasonable exception, for the board to have a little bit of discretion there within that statutory framework. And then similarly, we are facing a fiscal cliff, just like many, many organizations throughout the state of Alaska. And our executive director and Department of Public Safety are advancing some initiatives to hopefully ensure that victims in the state of Alaska will continue to be able to receive compensation that they deserve. And so those are the two biggest challenges, I think, for us this year.
Thank you. Seeing no further questions from committee members at this time, I will open public testimony on Ms. Anna Cometa. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing no one in the room, we'll go online. Seeing no one online, we will close public testimony. Are there any final comments from committee members? Ms. Cometa, I miss singing with you as well. Thank you for your time and your willingness to serve. I will now take an at ease. Back on the record, at this time, I am turning the gavel over to Vice Chair Kopp for our last two appointments. I am going to the Senate.
And here is your script. Okay, Chair Gray, thank you. I now invite Joel Hard, also an appointee to the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. Mr. Hard, if you could take yourself off mute, sir, and state your complete name for the record. Provide a brief introduction, any remarks you would like to share with the committee. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joel Hard, Vice Chair Kopp, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself. And my family moved to Alaska shortly after statehood. Both my parents served for decades in the public sector, and that ethos they gave to me. I think you have my resume, and it should show that over 42 years in both state and federal positions of law enforcement and resource conservation, I've served in Alaska, worked in every region of the state, and lived in most of them. I think most relevant to this appointment to the VCCB is my career as a state trooper and criminal investigator. Those assignments took me to just about every corner of Alaska and gave me a very close look at crime and our system designed to prevent it or bring justice to victims when it can't. Most recently in 2022, the commissioner asked me to return to the Department of Public Safety to reform the Village Public Safety Officer Program, where I, again, got a pretty close look at the problems of crime in small places here in Alaska. Reforming Village Public Safety Officer gave me another opportunity to bring some experience to bear. I guess after retiring from that position, I would just say I don't think I'm done. I would hope that my experience might be useful to the board. I've had an opportunity to sit on two meetings prior to this confirmation hearing and been introduced to the staff and the other board members and have enjoyed the very robust conversations around these applications, which are so important to victims in Alaska. Continuing to support them is an important way for me to continue to contribute to a purpose that started for me a very long time ago. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. And again, thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself.
Yeah, thank you for your testimony, Joel. Committee members, do you have any questions for Joel Hard? Representative Costello.
Thank you. And again, I just want to thank Joel for his willingness to serve on this really important commission. And certainly looking at his resume, he brings so much experience that it's really humbling to have Alaskans who are so talented willing to serve on these boards and commissions. So thank you.
Yes, I concur. I've would be remiss to say if that Joel Hard had an exemplary career with the Alaska State Troopers, retiring as Colonel of the Fish and Wildlife Protection Division. And also, our current commissioner was delighted with his 2 years of service coming back after his long tenure at the Department of Interior to help restructure our VPSO program. So thank you, Joel, for your outstanding service to our state. And I really appreciate your willingness to continue to serve on this valuable board. Seeing no further questions from the committee, I will now open public testimony on the appointment of Joel Hard to the Violent Crimes Compensation Council. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to testify? I'm looking at our IT person. I don't think we have anybody online. So seeing no one else in the room or online waiting to testify, public testimony is now closed. Are there any final comments from committee members before we move on? Representative Eichheit.
Thank you, Vice Chair Kopp. Mr. Hard, I also was really impressed by your resume. Super extensive, and I did just want to note your National Park Service employment. You know, the National Park Service has a unique mission, and you interact with lots of different folks. And I did note your work on the Ranger 3, which I think is what disembarks from Houghton, Michigan for Iowa National Park, where I worked for 2 seasons. So anyways, very impressive resume, and just thank you, sir, for stepping up.
Okay. Mr. Hard, thank you, sir, for your time and your willingness to continue to serve our state. Thank you. Okay. Committee, we will now take up consideration of the governor's appointee to the Alaska Police Standards Council. Veronica Lambertson. The council's commission is to produce and maintain a highly trained and positively motivated professional capable of meeting contemporary law enforcement standards of performance. The Alaska Police Standards Council is responsible for determining certification eligibility for police, probation, parole, and correctional officers, issuing the appropriate level of certification to qualified individuals, and revoking certification in cases of officer misconduct. The council monitors compliance with current regulations and legislation and develops, monitors, and revises law enforcement training standards and requirements. In addition, the council provides financial support to academies and departments for basic academy training, as well as specialized and advanced training programs. It also assists smaller agencies across Alaska in accessing pre-employment polygraph and psychological testing for prospective officers. I now invite Veronica Lambertson to take yourself off mute, state your name for the record, and provide a brief introduction and any remarks you would like to share with the committee.
Thank you, Vice Chair Kopp, and thank you, House Judiciary Committee, for hearing and interviewing the process for this confirmation hearing today. I appreciate the time that you're putting in and helping the state of Alaska. I'm Veronica Lambertson. I grew up in Girdwood and Bird Creek. Now I'm residing in Bird Creek and have been involved in small business ownership for over 30 years. I grew up in it and continued it. And we've always had a relationship with some police officers and things. We've been able to spend some time and get some back to the community. And this is an opportunity that I was introduced to by a friend of an option. And it just goes back to the police standards, because when I was a young youth in Girdwood growing up, there was an incident that happened with a friend that I knew. And sadly, because of how airport security officers and it was an incident that ended up in a police chase from the airport property out to Bird Creek. And I don't know if anyone remembers the incident, but the young gentleman ended up being shot by the airport security officer. And that was something I'd always wanted to, in my future, give back to the community. And I would guess to say that it would be in his mind that I would help. I wanted to help to give back to the community. But I appreciate the hearing. I've been able to attend one of the boards and commission hearings in person. And it was good to meet about half of the police chiefs and other volunteers. And I'm open to any other questions that anyone might have.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Lambertson. Are there any questions from committee members? Representative Costello.
Thank you. I want to thank Veronica for her willingness to serve on this Standards Council. And my question just has to do with it. Are you applying for the public member on this council?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Representative Mina.
Thank you, Vice Chair Kopp. Through the Vice Chair, thank you, Ms. Lambertson, for putting your name forward. I'm curious, what are your perspectives on the biggest challenges that might be facing our peace officers, and what perspective you hope to bring to the Police Standards Council?
Thank you for the question. And after the first meeting I was able to attend, and there was a representative for the training and what the police officers are going through and how that process has changed and it's continuing to change, and then how it's developing where it's becoming more across the board through state. Working together on very similar concepts of training. And I'm looking forward to hearing and helping that process forward, especially in the training.
Thank you.
Thank you, committee members. Any other questions? Okay, seeing no further questions from the committee, I will now open public testimony on this appointment. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing and hearing none, we will now go to our online. Is there anyone online that would like to testify? Okay, seeing none, and no one else in the room waiting to testify, public testimony is now closed. Are there any final comments from committee members before we move on? Ms. Lambertson, thank you for your time and your willingness to serve on the Alaska Police Standards Council. We greatly appreciate your willingness to serve. Okay, committee members, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Judiciary Committee held a hearing on the following appointees: Donald McClintock III, Commission on Judicial Conduct; Anna Cometa, Violent Crimes Compensation Board; Joel Hard, Violent Crimes Compensation Board; and Veronica Lambertson, Alaska Police Standards Council. A signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual or individuals during any further session. We will sign the paperwork after we gavel out. So this concludes today's business before the committee, but before we adjourn, here is the preview of our upcoming meetings. On Wednesday, we will take up consideration of Governor's appointee to State Commission for Human Rights, House Bill 308, Blood Breath Alcohol Limits by Representative Gray, House Bill 324, Virtual Currency Kiosks by Representative Moore, House Bill 136, Railroad Utility Corridors, by Representative Kopp. On Friday, we will take up House Bill 298, Legislative Ethics Committee and Proceedings, by Representative Galvin. House Bill 242, Sexual Assault by Healthcare Worker, Representative Hannon. And House Bill 189, Criminal Conviction Overturned, Receive Past PFD, by Representative Mears. The time is now 1:41 p.m., and this hearing of the House Judiciary Committee is adjourned.